Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirt Work Wednesday is happening right now. It's a little after 8:05, so let's go to line four. Who we got on the line?
Hey, Shag. Hi, Natalia. My name is Josh, and I'm from Newport News.
Awesome. Josh, calling from Newport News. How can we help you?
I'm so glad you guys are going to help. I'm sort of out of time, actually.
Okay, what do you mean by you're out of time?
Well, it's sort of complicated.
Listen, we have heard a lot, so nothing's too complicated. Give it to us.
Okay. I'm engaged to this amazing girl named Megan, and we are saving money for a wedding and to try and buy our own place. No kids yet, but definitely want kids in the future. We were discussing moving out and getting roommates for like a year just to save money, you know, just as much as we can, and we want to start our life as a married couple, not in debt, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, smart. Sounds like you guys are thinking this through. Are you guys trying to do a big wedding, or are you saving up for, like, a really nice house?
Well, we both have big families, and we know the wedding is going to be a lot of fun. Definitely don't want to cut corners with that. So we see this as sort of a one and done in reference to the marriage and the wedding. So, yes, it'll be,
yeah.
Both will be
expensive. Yeah, one and done is the hope. Yeah. Totally get it. And listen, it's your wedding day. It should be what you guys want it to be. That's important.
Yeah. So, like, so what's the issue? Like, what exactly you call it? What do you need from us?
So, we've been looking online for people who need or want roommates, but she keeps saying her girlfriend has a place and we can move in there immediately, but her girlfriend has a guy that lives there, and I don't know. I just feel weird because neither Megan or I have met this dude.
Okay. Does Megan's friend date this guy? Like, what's the status there?
From what I've been told, no. They're just roommates. She's single, and from what I've been told, he's also single, but...
So, all right, what's Megan's friend's name?
Her name's Rochelle.
Okay, so what exactly do you want us to do then?
I mean, I just think it's weird that she doesn't even want to look around or try another route. I feel like Megan is forcing me into saying yes to this, but I've asked her to meet the guy that we'd be roommates with, get a vibe, and she's like, babe, it's a 4-bedroom house and he's never home. It's temporary. Let's not make it a big deal. So I'm just getting some red flags.
Yeah, no, dude, it's definitely a big deal. Like, I mean, I don't want to live with anyone I don't know. They could be like Jeffrey Dahmer or the guy last week who collect toenails.
Yes, I heard that last week. I don't want that.
All right, so here we go. Let me think about this. Let's call the friend. Let's call Rochelle. See what's the reason for pressuring this, or see if we can talk to the guy and get a vibe on what Megan isn't telling you, Josh, or why she's so quick to move into this place. Like, call one of those two.
Yes, please. Thanks. Thank you. I mean, maybe it's nothing. Maybe I'm being lame, but I need help here. I need other opinions. Like, it's something doesn't feel right.
I have an idea, Natalia. So, you know what? Let's hit a song. After the song, let's call Rochelle and see if we can trick Rochelle into telling us some details.
Hello?
Hey, Rochelle. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah. My name is Timothy Mosley, and I'm really good friends of Josh's.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you. I'm not sure if Josh has mentioned you to me, but what's up?
Yeah. So Josh told me about the excitement that him and Megan are about to move in with you guys. I guess the other guy's name you live with, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. What's his name?
Alex.
Yes, right, Alex. He said he's excited, but he didn't have Alex's number. But he was like, Rochelle is mad cool. Call her and see if like maybe us three can get together, like Josh, Alex, and me, like for a dinner to hang out.
Sure, but does Megan know like about all this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Megan's completely cool. She's legit. She said it should happen sooner than later. And I guess, like, you know, we're moving in, like, very quickly together. So kind of get that, you know, set up.
Yeah. From what I understand, it's supposed to be, like, the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep. 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 So either could you help me, like, could you give me the number or could you help me, like, set this up so we can get it done?
And you're, like, 1,000% positive Megan's ready for Josh to meet Alex.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't she be ready? Megan says this is going to happen either now or in a few weeks when they move in, so I'm confused on what's the big deal.
Okay, well, she's ready.
Sorry, your phone cut out a little bit. Say it one more time. What did you say?
I said okay, but honestly, it seems like something is off, but maybe she's finally tired of this whole secret.
Huh. Yeah, she said she was ready to just move along and put this behind her and Josh.
Okay, well, Alex's number is and I think maybe I should be part of this process just to try to, like, calm it all down.
Okay, calm what down? Calm what down?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just really not sure how Josh is going to take it.
Oh, Josh is fine. He's excited to move in and save some money for the big wedding, so it's all good.
Yeah, as long as he knows Megan is totally done with Alex and that ship has sailed.
Okay, totally, like, done as in, like, what?
Well, Alex and Megan were engaged, like, 3 years ago, and he messed up a month before the wedding, and things ended. And she had a hard time getting over it, but then she met Josh, and, I mean, I do believe she's over the whole Alex thing.
Wow. Oh, yeah, maybe. Okay, well, thanks for your help, and, yeah, we're gonna call him, and actually, can you give me Megan's number also just in case? I want to make sure Megan can come maybe for the meeting.
Can't you get it from Josh?
Yes, actually I can. Thank you so much. And I'm really excited to meet you as also, Rochelle.
I'm so happy she's finally happy. And honestly, Josh is so perfect for her.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Megan. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm doing great. So listen, I work at those, and I'm booking a reservation for dinner Friday night with you, Josh, and Alex.
No, I didn't make any reservations.
Well, Josh did.
Okay, that's weird.
Well, he wanted to celebrate that you guys were all about to move in together and have a big celebration.
Well, yeah, but I really don't have time for dinner, so I'll have to cancel.
Okay, well, he seemed really excited. And so I'm kind of surprised, but for information purposes, we like to write down why, like the reason for the cancellation, just so our managers can know.
Let's just say bad timing.
Bad timing as in?
Yeah, really f***ing bad timing, Megan. Why didn't you tell me?
Hold on one. Josh, why did you call Rochelle about meeting Alex, what's going on?
You tell me. Why didn't you tell me you were engaged to this guy before?
Because it doesn't matter. That's over.
But the f*** it does. You wanted to move in with a guy that you used to have sex with, used to sleep with. You thought I wasn't going to find out. How dumb do you think I am, Megan?
It's not like that, Josh. I promise.
Then explain. I'll wait.
Are you going to listen to me or yell at me?
I'm listening.
So, yes, I was engaged, and yes, it was with Alex. And yes, I haven't been able to get over him until I met you.
Oh, that's nice. What you haven't been able... So why do we need to live with the guy, Megan? Why do we have to live with the f***ing guy?
I want to make sure that he doesn't have any feelings for me anymore, and I don't for him.
What?
And I want to marry you. But I have chapters in my life that aren't closed, and I need closure, Josh. And if you can't respect that, then that's really your fault.
What? You want me to live with you and your ex to see if you two still have a thing for each other and somehow that's my fault? You want me to just wait around and see if sparks?
Yes, I'm not going to cheat on you, Josh. This is just a way of having you close to me while I make sure I'm making the right choice for us.
No need to make the choice. I'll make it for you. You can go live with them, and I'll stay back and be left alone in your weird ideas.
Weird how? Josh,
weird.
Super immature. This is why I didn't want to tell you, because I knew you would overreact.
I'm overreacting.
You're really going to throw all this away? Seriously? Even your friends tell you that you're batting out of your league. Hello?
Okay, fine, whatever. And when he doesn't give you the time of day or whatever, are you heartbroken, don't call me.
Josh, are you there?
No, he isn't, but I am. Who's there?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.